Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Karellcast. That means I am Karell, and I am so very glad you are joining me on this Friday, July 1st. And a lot of people, it's trending on Twitter right now, cancel the 4th of July. I wrote an editorial that says cancel the 4th of July. It's at my website, Really Karell. It's also at Medium. And the easiest way to get to my section of Medium is reallykarell.medium.com. And it's about canceling the 4th of July and really making it more of a civics day, a civics lesson. You know, whether you're drunk by the pool or whatever, but do some learning. Because 246 years ago, doing that quickly in my head, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think that's right. 246 years ago, we declared our independence. And, you know, I was talking earlier with a friend, with Hannah, and I said, you know, I don't know how to go and do a today's show. She said, why is that? I said, because in my heart, if I were to tell them what I was feeling, it is that on this 4th of July, I am feeling that the experiment is over, that it failed, that America, as they intended, that experiment failed. And the proof is everywhere. The Supreme Court has taken over as the largest legislating body in the land, and they're doing it from a place of ideology, extreme white Christian ideology, and it's destroying us in weeks, literally, just destroying us. And now they're taking up another case that could just assure that Republicans are in power forever, because it's a case about voting and gerrymandering and all of that. And their ruling could hand future elections, including the next one, to the Republican Party. This is also the Supreme Court that, if there's a challenge in 2024, would hear the case. So there is an active coup being done by the illegal judges that committed perjury to be put on the bench, voted on by seditionist and treasonous senators who were in conjunction with the president at the time, Donald Trump, to overthrow the United States government. That's who voted on these Supreme Court people. So this is terrible. And Hannah and I very somberly said, yes, it really is kind of the end. The experiment did fail. And I have this real, you know, I've talked a lot about leaving, but it really is now where it's probably time to actually, like, do it, like, in the next 24 months, actually. And there's so much to think about. Healthcare, aorta growing. Am I going to need a major medical center in years to come? What if Social Security is gone? Will I be able to stay on Medicare if I live outside of the country? Will I have to maintain a USA address? What if I, you know, there are so many issues. All of them around the basics of life. Healthcare, housing, lodging, you know, all of that. And then if I can't leave, if that's just not going to be possible because of health and all of that, then where? Where do I go? What do I do? How do I survive this? And I have to give up the climate change thing. In other words, I want to move someplace that'll be good for climate change. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to be dead in 20 or 30 years if I'm lucky. And so the planet's going to be changing terribly over that time, but there are places like Washington and Massachusetts and stuff where it'll only be so bad. I have to acknowledge I don't like cold, and I keep thinking I want to go north to be near Jake and Heather, but Puerto Vallarta has a lot of gays. And like I said, Puerto Vallarta would not be a place to move to if you want to live there for 50 years, but 20 or 30, you know? Do I want to die out of the country? I mean, these are all really you know, will I find an expatriate community? Will I be able to be an entertainer still? You know, I guess that means I'd have to move to like Ireland, where I know people and where I know people in the industry, but it's a gray country in the North Atlantic. See, this is all that my brain is filled with this 4th of July weekend. Because now it really is the time. Now we are, it's horrible. The news is horrible. And I don't know that it's going to get better. I think it's going to get worse. So the experiment of the United States failed because capitalism and democracy, democratic republic, don't mix. We are not a direct democracy. We're a democratic republic. And democratic republics and capitalism don't mix. It don't mix. You know? And I want to be funny today and make jokes and let you go out on the weekend, you know, having a ball, because that's the other thing. If this really is the last 4th of July, it's like our goodbye to America, because it really is. It's like, goodbye, America. Supreme Court is shooting you down and going to keep doing it. And the GOP is going to win. And, you know, we had people debating Liz Cheney last night in Wyoming saying Donald Trump was God and he was great for Wyoming and he's not a criminal. We have people that believe it. We have people that believe that. And that's, you know, someone said, was Donald Trump the worst thing to happen to America? I said, no, his followers are. His followers are the worst thing to happen to America, not him. And now all these people, these MAGA are like, yeah, we're finally getting our country back. We're finally getting. In other words, the KKK racists are rejoicing every day. And that's enough to drive me out of the country. I refuse to watch these a-holes be smug and winning battles when they are evil and they don't realize that when the money leaves America, and it will, either it will break up and the rich states will not give money to the red states anymore. And when that happens, the red states go broke. Because of California controls the port of Los Angeles. 80% of all goods that go into the country go through Los Angeles and Barstow, California. If California joins with others, the red states aren't going to have the money to pay. And if we're at war, we're certainly not going to ship supplies to them. Good luck starving in the Midwest. We could kill a majority of the red states in 8 weeks. Literally, they would not have enough food or supplies to last. There are no warehouses anymore. Everything is shipped through California. And they'd say, well, they'll bring it in the Gulf. Okay, go ahead. Go all the way around. Go all the way down to Panama. Go ahead. Do it. They don't, these morons haven't thought it through. Like, where is this going? Do they really think people like you and I are going to continue to live in a country that goes back 100 years? No. We will demand our state secede. And governors of states like Washington, Oregon, you know, they're only going to take so much, California, Massachusetts. And then they're going to start saying, we're not going to acknowledge Supreme Court decisions. We are going to delegitimize the federal government. That civil war. That's where the people on this 4th of July weekend, you need to look ahead and realize this does not end well. It never has in history, because Democrats won't do what needs to be done immediately. Expand the court like next week to 12 justices immediately. And expel members of the Senate. Oh, and kick the four justices off for perjury. Roe v. Wade is settled law. Roe v. Wade, out. Guess what? That's perjury. You're out. Bye. And Clarence Thomas goes because of his wife. There's enough evidence on Ginny Thomas. That hoe is dirty, honey. It's a dirty hoe. She's a dirty seditionist hoe. You know? And I don't mean a sex worker. I mean a hoe, like in the garden. A hoe. She digging in the dirt. She down there in the dirt, honey. She a hoe. H-O-E. Oh, Lord. So it's our last July 4th. So since it is, since the country's done and the experiment failed, and it did, and that's what I feel in my heart. Yes, it's over. Our country's done. Yep, it's like over. So it either means you should be sad all weekend and just be like, I ain't celebrating, screw it. Or have a huge blowout because it's the end. This is the end. This is it. Whatever happens from this point on will be a new America. But the one the founders envisioned would... Today, Joe Biden said liberal world order. He said that... Whoa, falling over. He said that term, liberal world order. I'm falling over because I'm wearing sandals. And they folded in on themselves. I can prove I'm wearing sandals. If y'all don't... You know, he's high, he's falling. No, I'm wearing sandals. And this back heel just fell over, fell in on itself. So that's why I almost fell over there. Because I can do that test. Can y'all do that test? Okay, I can't give you the camera angle we need, but before we go back into the liberal world order comment by Joe Biden, which just, that actually means democratic democracies around the world. That's what that means. The geopolitical definition of liberal world order is what we have right now with the democratic democracies like in Europe and Ireland and all of that. That's what he meant. Any person with a brain knew what he meant. MAGA, oh my God. They're saying he's Hitler. He's declared liberal world order. I saw someone say, when your holiday costs you $200 more, thanks your new liberal world order. Oh, it's trending on Twitter. They've lost their mind. And see, that's why I had to walk away. I'm all, see, they're just, they've lost, it's the people have lost their minds. That's how I'd rather tell you about this test. So I can't show you because I can't back up far enough, and I don't want to have to go do all this camera stuff just to show you. But basically what it is you stand in a flamingo. It's called a tree in yoga where you – can I do this? Can I add a camera? Am I really going to do this on today's show? Are we really playing it that loose here? Add your FaceTime camera. Add it in. Come on. We're really going to do this. And now go live on the FaceTime camera so they can see – there. You can see the whole room. There you go. Okay, so if you can do this, then, oh, you can see that my pants don't match my shirt because it's one of those Zoom things where I didn't need to match for the camera today, but who cares? Oh, they kind of match, but I mean, not totally. Anyway, so, oh no, go back to the, you got to stay on this. Oh gosh, how do I do that? See, I am not good at this being my own cameraman. So you got to do the tree thing, and you got to put your inner foot up against your inner thigh. Of the other leg, okay? So you're standing like a flamingo. Does that make sense? I'll show you one more time. Here we go. So one more time. You stand with this leg up against right there, okay? And then your hands up over your head, okay, on each side, okay, for 10 seconds. If you can do that, if you can stand up, on each, you know, like that in the tree position for 10 seconds on each side, then your chances of dying over the next 10 years are greatly reduced. People who can't do it, their chances of dying over the next 10 years are double people who can do it. Isn't that something? And this was a totally accidental test, you know, so I now am hellbent. So I, you know, you put your, go ahead and you, like all of you, do this with me now. Stand up, everybody. Come on, stand up, everybody. No matter where you are, Bridget, get up. Stand up, everybody. Come on. Heath, Laura, up, up. Come on. Cowboy, up. Everybody up. Everybody stand up. Okay, the first thing I want you to do is put both your feet forward, okay? Just face them forward, okay? Now, take your right foot and make a 90-degree angle and put your heel just above your ankle of your left foot. So your leg is crooked. So you're in a half tree position here. Now what that's going to do is allow you to get used to this position. You're not just throwing your leg up there because that it didn't say to do that in the news article, and I'm telling you what to do to really do the test. So when we're about to do the 10 seconds just now to see if you're going to live 10 more years, two things. Focus on something that's not moving in front of you, okay? Anything. It can be like the green light that tells me my camera's on, or it can be whatever's directly in front of you, a picture, someone's butt if they're in front of you, whatever. And so that I want you to do that. And then the other thing is you need to put your hands above your head or minimally into your heart like this. Okay. It'd be better if they were above your head, but into your heart. So now that you've had your foot at a 90 degree angle down there and your heel up again right above your ankle, I want you to take what and do what I showed you and lift your right foot up to be against your inner thigh, above your knee. Okay. Do not put it on your knee. Do not, if my microphone is your knee and this is your foot, do not place it like that. Okay. Don't do that. If you can't get it above the knee, then do it right below the knee. Okay. But do not put it on the knee area. That would push your knee out and that's bad for it. Okay. So here we go. Pull it up, put it there on your leg, hands over your head. And then look forward at something for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Little wobbles keep you there. 1. Good. Okay. We did it. I just did it right here in front of you. Now, I want you the other side. Take your left foot, put it at a 90 degree angle to your right. Put it up a little bit to where your heel is on top of your ankle of your right foot, your left heel is on top of your ankle there. So you're just standing there with your one leg sort of crooked open. And now I'm going to want you to lift it up again above the knee or below, but not on the knee. Raise your hands. And remember, wobbling is okay. So long as you don't fall out of it, wobbling is good. All right. So up with the leg. There it is. Mine's up there. You'll have to believe me. And now 10, 9, 8, wobbling, 7, 6, 5, 4, oh, 3, 2, 1. Yes, I did it. I hope you did too. Little wobbles keep you there. If that's Jessica says that on Apple Fitness. If you weren't able to do that, okay, if you couldn't, if you fell out of it, don't panic. You're not going to die in 10 years necessarily. It just means you need to work on your balance. So, work on your balance doing that position. If after 2 weeks of practicing, you still can't do it, then you are having balancing issues. There could be something out of whack with your exoskeletal system, and you should go see an orthopod or a neurologist or one of those doctors and just tell them you can't do the flamingo test. You'd like to find out what's up with your balance. Okay, so what I just told you right there is actually more beneficial for your life than any of our talking about politics. Okay? That's the truth. That little, I'll put my leg up. Can you put your leg up? So I can do it without touching my leg. Isn't that something? All that yoga I do. And then put your hands up. I'm doing it right now. Ain't that something? I have great balance now because of yoga. I've been doing yoga 3 years now. So, yeah. All right, I'll go back to my notes and back to the show. But the 10-second flamingo test, it's in the news. It's all over the news. So all of you, try it. See if you can do the 10-second flamingo test. Because if you can't, your chances of dying over the next 10 years, girl, I hope you got a will. That's all I'm saying. It's like, you know, better, you know. All right, so the final 4th of July, the experiments failed. Now what? And that is, okay. As I said, we could emerge an alliance of blue states and then another red alliance. See, that's not what the founders had in mind, but that's what could happen. The Democrats could find a spine. Voters could show up. We could beat the GOP down and save America. That could actually happen in November of this year and then in November in 2 years. We could actually show up at the polls, vote every GOP person down, take control of the House and Senate, codify Roe v. Wade, codify gay marriage, you know, override this ruling about the EPA, all of it. That could happen. And if you go and you show up and you vote and you get everyone excited to vote, maybe it will. I'm in Vegas. It's a town of odds. Maybe it will. But a bookmaker in this town wouldn't give you good odds on that happening. But maybe it will. So this is the final 4th of July for the America as we knew it. It's now over. The coup happened. You know, it happened. The coup happened January 6th, but it really happened in 2000 when the Supreme Court, again, Remember when the Supreme Court handed George W. Bush the presidency that he did not win? He lost the popular vote. But the Supreme Court said it was a violation of his rights to continue counting votes in Florida. Most of you don't even know that they ruled on the 14th Amendment, that it was a violation of his rights to equal protection under the law to keep counting votes in Florida. And somehow that court justified that. You know, they want to go back and revisit rulings to overturn. Let's go back and overturn that one. Then we could negate Bush. Gore would be president. Lord. Anyway. So whatever you do this weekend, please be safe. Please have a good time doing it. What other notes did I make? Oh, my theory on humans. Okay, so I was talking about this with Heather, my niece, but also here in Las Vegas yesterday, an 18-year-old man was arrested because this 18-year-old man would locate you during the day walking around his neighborhood on Tropicana Ave, very busy street. And he'd see someone, and for whatever reason, they'd stick in his mind, and he would stalk them. And then later in the day, he would kill them, shoot them. He shot one person on a bus stop. He shot another just walking down the street. Two murders from the same man. And now they have him. They've caught him. And they find out that he was literally choosing victims during the day, randomly, just choosing somebody. Maybe they looked at him wrong. Maybe they said hello. Chose them, then that day followed them, and then killed them. And yesterday, I was talking to someone who was trying to figure out how Trump followers can follow this obvious lying grifter, sex offending, horrible, evil man. Because no sane person would. And I said, and Heather agrees with me on this, we need to rethink the theory of evolution. Meaning, there are some humans among us, I being one of them, you being one of them, who obviously came from a older, wiser, more compassionate brand of human. And then these other humans came along that killed Neanderthal because Neanderthal was compassionate and empathetic. But before they did, they bred with them. And I am telling you, we are not all the same species of human. I know they want you to believe that, but we're not. Some of us, some of our lines developed before others. And MAGA and Trump supporters and everyone that lives in a red state, those are people that are on the late development train. Evolutionarily, they have not yet gotten there. And that's why you and I can't think like them. That's why we find ourselves saying, I could never imagine walking into a grocery store and mowing someone down. I could never imagine seeing someone at a bus stop early in the day, then stalking them and shooting them that afternoon. I could never imagine thinking that a woman shouldn't control her own body. I can never imagine discriminating against someone because they're gay, bi, trans. I could never imagine making life hell for trans children. I could never imagine discriminating against a wonderful human being because the melanin in their skin happens to be a little bit different than mine. I could never imagine hating someone because of geography and where on a map they might be from. That's you. That's me. That's not them. We are a different species of human. And we are letting that species of human propagate and take over. And it is. And this species of human is becoming rare and extinct. The kind that cares. The kind that cries over things like a woman's right to... I'm a gay man. I will never impregnate a woman, and I have tried to get pregnant for years and can't. What do I care about abortion? Why should I even let one wink of sleep over a woman's right to choose? You know what? Don't have sex with a man. You don't want to get pregnant? You know? Shouldn't that be my attitude? I'm a snarky gay queen, Ain't but one way to have an abortion, and that's to let a penis inside your vajayjay. Don't let that happen. Tell the men, no. I'm only using artificial means until you change this abortion law. You got the power of the, you know what? The pussycat. So as a gay man, I look at the abortion thing and think, women, if you just cut off every straight man everywhere from sex, period. No sex until I get control of my body. If all of you could do that, just cut them off. Trust me, the laws would change, but you won't. They're controlling your bodies and you're still giving them the vajayjay. I will never understand that, because if someone was up inside of my body controlling my penis, they'd never get a lick of it. Go without. Now, that's the snarky gay man in me. The human mourns. The human feels terribly. The human wants to apologize to every woman everywhere. Why? I'm a man. I never, you know, because I'm a different kind of human. You know, why should I care about climate change? My time on this earth will be done before it implodes. Because I'm a different kind of human. Why, when black people are mowed down in a shopping mall, when Hispanic kids are mowed down in a school, why do I cry about it? Why do I want to just go and round up every AR-15 myself? Because I'm a different kind of human. I think you guys are too. So I think that's going to make your 4th of July complex. Because you give a damn. Because it's not okay what's going on. Because you know where it leads. Because you don't want to go. It's like we've been given a cancer diagnosis or AIDS. You know, you don't, you know you got to go down that path, but you don't want to. All right, before I leave, how about a couple good things? What other notes did I put here? My theory on humans. Oh, I'm coming out. I love Harry Styles. I've been listening to Harry Styles' new album. He's a pop star. You guys may or may not know him. You should get to know him. He dresses in dresses. He does covers of magazines in dresses, but he's heterosexual. So he says, or I don't even know what his sexuality is. I don't care. His music is very fun and suave and very stylish and kind of Beatles-esque, but kind of not. Kind of old school British pop, but not. He's really cool. I have fallen in love with Harry Styles. Emily Sandé and Harry Styles and Florence and the Machine, their new albums are incredible. And Madonna's released a new one called Finally Enough Love. It's all her dance singles, 50 of them, I believe, released. Number one singles, all remixed. Go and play. I have a great soundtrack for this, the final 4th of July in America. Because what else are we going to do? It is the final 4th, really. The country as we know is ending. What happens in the future, we don't know. We don't know what the America reinvents as. But the founders' dream of a constitutional democracy, that's failed. The signs of that are all around. So, I guess give it a good send-off party. I am Carell. You be who you want to be. So long, doesn't hurt anybody. Try your 10-second flamingo test. See if you're going to live 10 more years. And then figure out where it's going to be. Don't forget, my social media is really Carell, R-E-A-L-L-Y-K-A-R-E-L. My website, I know I'm blurry. Who cares? My website is reallycarell.com. My app, the CarellCast app, is dedicated. It's at every app store. It's free. It's the CarellCast app. And social media, Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, there's a Facebook, Really Carell Facebook, Really Carell FB. I mean, so yeah. And we got more Patreon subscribers in the last month than we have in a year. And we got existing Patreon subscribers that actually upped their pledges. So all I can say to you, you're a different kind of human. I love you.
Make your device a whole lot smarter. Get the CarellCast app free at the App Store of your choice now.